Welcome to IELTS.net, podcast how to excel in IELTS speaking, mastering quick decision-making under pressure. The IELTS speaking test often challenges candidates with topics that require them to think on their feet. One such topic that frequently appears is, describe a time when you had to make a quick decision under pressure. This subject not only tests your English proficiency, but also your ability to articulate your thoughts coherently under stress. Let's explore how to tackle this topic effectively and ace your IELTS speaking test. Understanding the topic. Making quick decisions under pressure is a common experience in our daily lives. It could range from split-second choices in traffic to crucial work-related decisions. This topic has been a recurring theme in IELTS speaking tests and is likely to remain relevant due to its universality and the critical thinking skills it assesses. Part 1. Introduction and interview. In this section, the examiner may ask general questions about decision-making. Here are some potential questions with sample answers. Q. Do you consider yourself good at making decisions? Band 6-7. Answer. I think I'm fairly good at making decisions. I usually try to weigh the pros and cons before deciding. Band 8-9. Answer. I'd say I'm quite adept at decision-making. I tend to assess situations swiftly and make informed choices based on the available information and potential outcomes. How do you usually make important decisions? Band 6-7, answer. For important decisions, I like to take my time and think things through carefully. Band 8-9, answer. When faced with significant decisions, I typically employ a systematic approach. This involves gathering relevant information, considering various perspectives, and evaluating potential consequences before arriving at a conclusion. Part 2. Long Turn. Here's a sample cue card related to the topic. Describe a time when you had to make a quick decision under pressure. You should say what the situation was, why you had to make a quick decision, what decision you made, and explain how you felt about making this decision. Band 6-7. Answer. I remember a time when I had to make a quick decision under pressure. It was during a group presentation at university. We were presenting our project to the class when suddenly our main speaker fell ill and had to leave. We had to decide quickly who would take over his part. As the team leader, I had to make a fast decision. I chose to step in and present his section myself, even though I wasn't fully prepared for it. I felt quite nervous about making this decision because I wasn't sure if I could do a good job. However, I knew someone had to step up, and as the leader, I felt it was my responsibility. In the end, the presentation went reasonably well. I managed to cover most of the important points, although I wasn't as detailed as our original speaker would have been. After the presentation, I felt relieved that we had managed to complete our task despite the unexpected problem. Band 8-9. Answer. I'd like to recount an incident that necessitated a swift decision under considerable pressure. It transpired during a high-stakes client presentation at my previous workplace, a marketing agency. We were in the midst of pitching a comprehensive campaign to a potential client when our lead presenter was unexpectedly called away due to a family emergency. This left us in a precarious position as we were only halfway through our presentation and the client's decision-makers were all present. As the team's strategic planner, I had to make an instantaneous decision. I opted to take the reins of the presentation myself, despite not being fully versed in all the intricate details of our creative execution. This decision was driven by the urgency of the situation and the need to maintain our professional image. I swiftly reorganized our presentation flow, prioritizing the key points I was confident about and delegating specific sections to other team members based on their expertise. The pressure was palpable, and I felt a surge of adrenaline as I stepped into this unexpected role. However, I also felt a strong sense of responsibility towards my team and our collective effort. In retrospect, this quick decision proved to be pivotal. Not only did we successfully complete the presentation, but our ability to adapt swiftly to the unforeseen circumstance actually impressed the client. They later mentioned that our flexibility and teamwork under pressure were factors that influenced their decision to award us the contract. This experience reinforced my belief in the importance of quick thinking and adaptability in professional settings. It also boosted my confidence in my ability to handle high-pressure situations effectively. Follow-up questions. How did this experience affect your decision-making skills in future situations? Band 6-7. Answer. This experience made me more confident in making quick decisions. I learned that sometimes you just have to trust your instincts and do your best. Band 8-9. Answer. This experience significantly enhanced my decision-making capabilities. It taught me the value of remaining calm under pressure and trusting my analytical skills. Moreover, it underscored the importance of having a comprehensive understanding of all aspects of a project, even those not directly under my purview. This incident catalyzed a shift in my approach to teamwork and project management, prompting me to ensure that our team always had contingency plans in place for various scenarios. Do you think the ability to make quick decisions is an important skill in today's fast-paced world? Band 6-7 answer. Yes, I think it's very important. In today's world, things change quickly, so we need to be able to make fast decisions. Band 8-9 answer. Absolutely. In our rapidly evolving global landscape, the ability to make swift yet sound decisions is paramount. The pace of technological advancement and the interconnectedness of global markets mean that opportunities and challenges can arise with little warning. Those who can rapidly assess situations, weigh options, and take decisive action are often the ones who succeed in this dynamic environment. However, it's crucial to strike a balance between speed and thoroughness, ensuring that quick decisions are also well-informed and strategically sound. Part 3. Two-way discussion. How do you think technology has affected decision-making in modern society? Band 6-7. Answer. Technology has made decision-making faster. We can now get information quickly, which helps us make decisions, but sometimes there's too much information, which can be confusing. Band 8-9. Technology has revolutionized decision-making in contemporary society in multifaceted ways. On one hand, it has exponentially increased our access to information, enabling us to make more informed decisions across various domains, from personal choices to corporate strategies. Big data and artificial intelligence have enhanced our ability to analyze complex situations and predict outcomes with greater accuracy. However, this technological advancement is a double-edged sword. The sheer volume of information available can lead to analysis paralysis, where the abundance of options and data points overwhelms decision-makers. Moreover, the rapid pace of technological change often necessitates quick decisions, which can sometimes come at the expense of thorough consideration. Another significant impact is the rise of algorithm-driven decision-making in many sectors. While this can lead to more consistent and data-driven choices, it also raises questions about the role of human judgment and the potential for algorithmic bias. Ultimately, while technology has undoubtedly enhanced our decision-making capabilities, it also underscores the importance of developing critical thinking skills and maintaining a balanced approach that combines technological tools with human insight and ethical considerations. In your opinion, are young people today better at making decisions than previous generations? Band 6-7. Answer. I think young people today are good at making some decisions, especially about technology, but they might not be as good at making big life decisions because they have less experience. Band 8-9. This is a nuanced question that defies a straightforward answer. Young people today possess certain advantages that could enhance their decision-making skills compared to previous generations. They have unprecedented access to information and are often more tech-savvy, which can aid in rapid information processing and decision-making in certain contexts. Moreover, the exposure to diverse perspectives through global connectivity might contribute to more open-minded and inclusive decision-making processes. The younger generation is often more adaptable to change, which is crucial in our fast-paced world. However, it's important to note that effective decision-making also stems from life experience and wisdom, areas where older generations might have an edge. Complex decisions, especially those involving long-term consequences or ethical dilemmas, often benefit from the depth of experience that comes with age. Additionally, the constant bombardment of information and choices that young people face today can lead to decision fatigue or impulsive choices. The pressure to make decisions quickly in the digital age might sometimes compromise the quality of those decisions. In essence, while young people today might excel in certain types of decision-making, particularly those involving technology or rapid adaptation, it would be an oversimplification to claim they are universally better at decision-making than previous generations. Each generation brings its own strengths and challenges to the decision-making process, shaped by their unique societal and technological contexts. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. Necessitate verb to make necessary or unavoidable. Example, the unexpected situation necessitated a quick change of plans. Precarious, adjective, not securely held or in position, dangerously likely to fall or collapse. Example, we were in a precarious position when our main presenter fell ill. Instantaneous, inst adjective, occurring or done instantly. Example, I had to make an instantaneous decision to save the presentation. Palpable, adjective, able to be touched or felt, obvious or tangible. Example, the pressure in the room was palpable as we waited for the decision. Pivotal, adjective, of crucial importance in relation to the development or success of something else. Example, making that quick decision proved to be pivotal in winning the client's trust. Adaptability. Noun, the quality of being able to adjust to new conditions. Example, our team's adaptability impressed the clients during the presentation. Multifaceted, adjective, having many different aspects or features. Example, the impact of technology on decision-making is multifaceted. Analysis paralysis phrase, the state of overanalyzing a situation so that a decision or action is never taken. Example, with so much data available, managers often suffer from analysis paralysis. Examiner's advice. To excel in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when discussing quick decision-making under pressure, practice narrating personal experiences related to decision-making. This will help you respond more naturally and confidently. Develop a range of advanced vocabulary related to decision-making and pressure situations. Use these words accurately in context. Work on your ability to elaborate on your ideas. Don't just state what happened. Explain your thoughts, feelings, and the consequences of your decisions. Improve your fluency by regularly discussing complex topics. This will help you articulate your thoughts more smoothly under pressure. Listen to and analyze responses from high-scoring candidates. Pay attention to their structure, vocabulary, and how they develop their ideas. Remember, the key to a high score is not just about using advanced vocabulary, but about expressing complex ideas clearly and coherently. Good luck with your IELTS preparation.